I am not idle when absorbed in thought. I am not idle when absorbed in thought. What we do 99 and 99 100% of the time is to be involved in thought. Thought is the most impressive, important, and active ingredient of our life. We are always thinking. Now, are we always involved in thought? Are we always absorbed in thought? Or do we let thoughts be flittering agencies passing through our mind, causing us to wonder about this, to wonder about that, to think about this, to be a wanderlust? What do our thoughts do? Do our thoughts own us, or do we own our thoughts? Our thoughts can own us when we allow them to cause us to think about things that are going on in the world around us, that are going on in our body and in our life and affairs, that are going on in our imagination. They can own us. And they own us when we allow them to take a certain direction. When we allow our thoughts to take the direction that we are successful or that we are unsuccessful, or that we are happy or that we are unhappy. Our thoughts can take any direction we want. And when we allow our thoughts the opportunity to take that direction, when we allow ourselves to be absorbed in those thoughts that are not beneficial to us, then those thoughts are what create the world that we live in, and they are not beneficial to us. Now, is this what we want to have in our life and affairs? Is this what we want to have in our thinking? Do we want to have thoughts that are not beneficial to us? Are we going to allow ourselves to be absorbed in them? And really, that's what we do. We allow ourselves to be absorbed in all thoughts. Now, you can have a thought of very great happiness. You can have a thought of a trip. You can have a thought of doing anything you want to do. And as you have this thought, it can just control you and own you, and your every thought can be on it, as we sometimes say. Now, when we are allowing every thought to be on whatever it is we're thinking about, then that's our possession. That's our life. We are absorbed in our thought. Are you absorbed in the book you're reading? Are you absorbed in the conversation you're having with another person or with yourself? Are you absorbed with the attitudes that are going on around you? Can you feel, this is a great one, can you feel the vibrations of other people? Can you feel the vibrations of a room? Can you feel the vibrations of a room after everyone has left and they have left their vibrations there? Can you feel them? When you feel them, then you are absorbed in them. You are totally under their control. And they didn't even plan on having any control. They were just being themselves. Just being themselves and, so to speak, having fun. Now, what about you? Are you being yourself and having fun? Are you absorbed in whatever it is that is going on in your world? When you go to the office, is the attitude of the people in the office the predominant attitude of your thinking? Or when you go to the office and you have a happy attitude, does everyone in the office become instantly infected by your happy attitude? If the people around you take on the attitude that you have, then you know you are an important segment in that life. You are an important vibration in that life. They are touched by you. And this is all the more reason we want to be very careful what we allow ourselves to be touched by. What sort of attitudes we put into our mind, our heart, our being, what sort of attitudes we put into our life about ourselves, about the world around us, about the people around us, about the circumstances around us, what sort of attitude, what sort of vibration, what sort of absorption are we allowing ourselves to be engaged in? What sort of thought absorption are we allowing? It's all thought. It's all thought. Wonderful thought. And we are allowing ourselves to be absorbed in that thought. We are allowing ourselves to be absorbed in that mannerism, in that reality. And because we're allowing ourselves to be absorbed in it, it is controlling us. Now, we sometimes allow it to run away with us, and we get very anxious and very concerned, and we get very unhappy or happy over circumstances, and we are out of control. When a mother is so frightened by the fact that an accident or an incident is taking place regarding her child, that she is incapable, hysterical, incapable of acting beneficially, this is what you and I do a great deal of the time in our life. We are hysterical. We are incapable of acting beneficially to ourselves on things that we want to act upon. We allow ourselves to run away with ourselves. We allow our thoughts to absorb us so completely. And we're hardly idle. We are under their control. And so we say all is in divine order. We say all is peace, all is love. When some thought just seems to manipulate us, and then we say, hey, just a minute, I'm in charge here. Peace, I'm in charge here. Peace, I'm in charge here. And we affirm that, and we know that. And then we say, all is in divine order. Whatever is for my highest and my best, whatever is for the highest and best for all of us, is all that I allow my mind to be in the thought absorption of. I'm absorbed in the thought of peace. I'm absorbed in the thought of love, of divine order. When I'm in that thought, when I'm in that attitude, when I'm in that level of consciousness, everything is beautiful and everything is good. When I'm in that consciousness, I am the master. And only then, yes, I am not idle when I am absorbed in thought. I am very, very active mentally. And that's where all action really takes place, is in the mind. All things that happen in the outer first happen on the inner, in the mind. And that's why it's so tremendously important for me to take charge of my thinking, of my thought processes. What am I absorbed in? What sort of thought am I absorbed in? Am I absorbed in the thought that it's a beautiful day? Not a bad idea. Am I absorbed in the thought that it's a lousy day? Not a good idea. What sort of absorption do I allow my thought to be entertaining, to be entertained in? Is the world out there running me, or am I in here running me and running the world? Do I look at the world and call it good and very good? Then I'm running the world. If I look at the world and call it not too good, then I am running the world and calling it not too good and experiencing it as not too good. My word is a powerhouse of all that I am. When I speak my word and I claim my thought and I say, all is in divine order, all is perfect, all is beautiful, all is magnificent right now, then all is beautiful, all is magnificent, all is fantastic right now. It totally depends on me. It totally depends on what I think in my mind. I am not idle when I am absorbed in thought, and I am always absorbed in thought. So I am always in the condition of saying, all is beautiful, all is good, all is in divine order, all is fantastic, all is glorious, all is wonderful. When I say these things, I put those causes in motion. When I say these things, I am the master. When I say these things, I am the only one that makes a decision in my world for me about anything at all. And I am always in charge. Far from idle, I am very active. I am very interested. I am very totally, wonderfully, beautifully responsive, responsible for everything that's going on in my world. And I like my world very much. I like my world very much, and so I am going to be absorbed in thoughts that bless my world. I'm going to be absorbed in thoughts that see my world as good and very good, as I did from the very beginning. I'm going to see my world a marvelous experience of beauty and goodness and wholeness, for that's the world that I am, and that's the world that you are, and that's the only world there is. Delight in it with me, this day and every moment of the day. I love you. I love you. I love you.